We're back in the Sanford Health pregame show. My guest is the Hall of Famer, Andre Dawson, in town here. Mr. Dawson, thank you for your time. What brings you to Sioux Falls?
Actually, I'm participating here in this Legends Weekend for the kids and trying to bring, I don't know if it's expertise, if you want to call it, but the clinic here today. Lend a helpful hand and hope that I can say some things that might be a little inspirational, motivational to them. I was invited because it is a Legends event, and I think getting into the Hall of Fame had played a huge part in that when I think about some of the people who have been here and participated.
Well, with the Hall of Famer, Andre Dawson, and you'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame in just over a month now. Why do you think the vote for you to be in the Hall of Fame has increased over the years and that you finally got the vote in this year?
Well, it was stagnant for a few years. I really wasn't garnishing any type of momentum. I was pretty much right around the 50-55% range. Then a couple of years I got up to 60, then I got to mid 60 and seemed to kind of generate the momentum that I needed. It took me 9 years, but the fact of the matter is, no matter how long it takes, once you're in, you know you're in. The criteria, really unexplainable. I think the writers have a tendency to make you wait your time, however long that might be. They don't really crowd the Hall of Fame. It's sacred in their eyes, and if you do that justice and you know you're going to get in, then eventually it will happen, but you got to be patient.
1987, you had an outstanding MVP season, but it was very unique in that you did it with a last place club in the Chicago Cubs. Do you think that could be repeated? Why did your year stand out?
I can't say if it can be repeated or not. I think I had probably the best year of anyone who was in the top five in the MVP voting. Of course, there were teams that played well and had representatives. I had finished runner-up twice in Montreal, once to Mike Schmidt, the other occasion to Dale Murphy. And I figured the only way I would win it is if I played across the board and back into the States, with Montreal not really being a huge media center. And as you know it may, I did it my first year in Chicago. And I don't know if the fact that I signed a blank contract played a role into it, but it was an exceptional career-type year for myself. And it was one of those years that, you know, you look back on and you say, you know, whether or not you deserved it. And I think I did, considering, you know, the years that I had when I finished runner-up.
You've worked now in the Florida Marlins office, and know you're acquainted with Reggie Abercrombie, former major leaguer with Florida, and now playing here in Sioux Falls with the Sioux Falls Pheasants. What's your relationship like with him and your assessment of his talent?
I had some fun times with Reggie. He was one of those individuals, had a huge ceiling, very talented. He was gifted athletic-wise, and I just dreamed of the day when he would really get his feet underneath him and kind of put it all together. It didn't work out in Florida. He was traded to the Houston Astros, and it didn't work out there. And I'm glad to hear that he didn't give it up, and he's still playing. But I think, you know, I hope he's one of those individuals that's a late bloomer, and he'll finally put it all together, because just from working with him, I saw the skills, I saw the level of play. That the potential he could bring to a ball club and the things that he can probably do on the field. It's just that, you know, it never really panned out that way. And I just, again, hope that he's a late bloomer.
Final question for you. In just over a month, you'll be inducted in the Hall of Fame. What is the speech writing process like for you? Intimidating, easy, and how's it going?
No, it's not intimidating. It's not easy. You know, you got to short period where you gotta try and say a lot of things. For me, I'm, you know, just gonna keep it very simple, address a few areas, probably the state of the game, talk to the youth a little bit. You know, of course, you gotta thank people, and then in the end, you know, I wanna dedicate that particular day to my mom and my grandmother, because they were, you know, my chief mentors.
Andre Dawson, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame, and thanks for being out here working with the Sioux Falls kids.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
Andre Dawson, the Hall of Famer. here with us on the Sanford Health Pregame Show. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to Sioux Falls Sports Radio, 1230 KWSN.